out of a cabinet.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 40. We're the big 4-0 today.
Wow.
Today is Monday, April 26th. Today we talk about sports, science, Twitter trends, and hot topics, and give our favorites from New Music Friday. So let's get right into sports.
First off, I would like to say I can't believe we made it to 40 episodes. It's crazy. I wasn't paying attention like in the 30s, and then 40 hit. I was like, wow. I saw the notes today. I was like, wow, we've been doing this for a while.
That's a lot. I mean, we basically started at the beginning of COVID, right?
We started like Christmas of 2019, around there. So we've been doing over a year.
Yeah. And we started doing like once every 2 weeks, and we changed a little bit here and there.
Yeah, we were doing once every 2 weeks for the pandemic because there was nothing to talk about. It was depressing.
Yeah.
And then now we do every once a week, but shorter episodes, and I think we're doing pretty well. So.
Yeah. Yeah, we've been staying on schedule. I mean, we made it.
40.
And we've gotten so professional. If you look at where we started, we should look back.
Oh, it was pretty bad, man. The quality was bad. There was no video. It was just like very unprofessional and very... very mediocre.
Yeah.
I don't know about, like, the quality was bad, but I haven't listened to the old podcast. I don't know if, like, the content was bad. Like, did we not sound... I think we still sounded good, like, overall, like, entertaining-wise, yeah. But I don't think the presentation was there.
I remember our first podcast, and I listened to it, like, 3 times, because I was like, damn, we're funny. And maybe that's just me being, like, obsessed with us, but...
being a narcissist.
I'm like, man, we're funny, but funny. It's like when me and my friends like make jokes and I think it's so hilarious, and then I say it to someone else, I'm like, it's not really that funny, I guess.
Yeah, it's not like right.
You had to be there. The famous, you had to be there. But maybe like in the beginnings, instead of jumping right into sports, we can ask each other how we're doing. I mean, we say that off air. So it's, like, weird when we come in, we're like, okay, let's go to sports. But, like, normally when we have a conversation, it's like, oh, hey, what have you been up to? What's up?
Yeah, but then we don't want to get too personal and share our personal lives. I mean, I don't really care that much. Yeah, true. But, I mean, you got some stuff going on that you don't want to talk about on air.
No, yeah. Yeah, I guess we can just say we're doing good or we're bad.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we're ever going to say we're doing bad. I'm depressed. I can't get through life anymore.
I can't get through the pod. If it helps someone else relate, if we are feeling sad, maybe we'll share. But for now, we're just going to talk about sports.
Yeah, when we're sad, we talk about sports. And we get more sad.
Okay. So, draft week is upon us. So next Monday, we will probably have a lot of news on whoever was drafted and whatnot.
Ooh.
So, we got a QB heavy draft this year. It is in Cleveland, Ohio. It's all in person. People are going to be up on each other.
Yes, Goodell got vaccinated, so he can hug the draftees.
That's what I heard. So, oh my gosh. I'm sorry. My phone. Does that come through on your video? Like, if I get a message?
No. That's on your screen.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm blowing up over here. So we got draft week. That's happening this Thursday. So that'll be cool. I mean, it's only really cool to watch the draft for the first round, and then it's not worth it.
Well, I mean, I like the first 3 rounds, and then after that, it's kind of like I have no idea who these people are and if they're going to be good.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's, you know. But the first round is a very cool social event with friends if you do it. Last year, I did Zoom, and I don't know what I'm doing this year. But I doubt
it
will be Zoom.
I did Zoom last year, too.
Yeah, it was cool.
I'll probably make, like, some wings or something, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, yesterday, speaking of chicken, I made fried chicken for the first time. That's just a little random fact in there.
You never made fried chicken before?
Like,
you got like normal chicken breast and like battered it and okay, nice.
Put it in the oils. Yeah.
There's a good recipe on TikTok. It was like a honey barbecue glazed. Yeah, it looks so good. But if I made it, it would look terrible probably. Like, they may look so good and easy, but.
Well, they always do. But honestly, Ours looked pretty good. I mean, it's not hard to make fried chicken. I thought it was hard. It's not. It's just oil.
Yeah.
And flour. Yes, and like, and you want to get the spices right. That's what makes it, but.
Yeah.
I mean, really, it's not that hard.
You gotta have good sauce, too. You gotta have some. Have you ever made, like, homemade sauce, like dipping sauces?
No, my friend has, but I've never dabbled in that.
I think if I was gonna go, like, the frying chicken route, I would make my own sauce. Like, try at least.
Souse.
Too saucy.
Yeah, that'd be fun. I mean, that's the next level. Like, we made basic fried chicken. Now we can get fancy, making dips and glazes and things. Glazes. I like on this podcast, I'm like whatever the topic is and things.
What was the other one last week?
Brains and things.
That was going to be the title until I said, not my elephant. That was a great title.
That was. But yeah, so in football land, draft week is happening. Not much to talk about yet. But next week we'll dive into all the picks. If there's any surprises, we'll talk about that. The other thing, MLB, I guess the Phillies stink now. You guys were high up on the Phillies. Now they're stinking. I haven't been really watching because baseball has a bajillion games. So I'll watch like later.
Yeah. I mean, they started out really good and now they kind of going back to what they've been the last few years. So it's depressing.
This happens every year, though. They start off hot, and then they just regress back to where they were. So they never progress.
Usually they start out, like, at least, like, 20 games or 30 games that look really good, and then they start sucking. It was, like, 5 games, and now they suck again. Oh, no, we suck again.
We suck again. And the other big sports... the other big sports event that happened was UFC. Did you watch any UFC? Big fight night. Huge. 3 championship fights.
I did not. I was in a cabin.
So you can't watch UFC in a cabin?
Nah, it wasn't that crowd. It wasn't a UFC crowd.
Oh, okay. Well, we watched UFC for my birthday last week. And it wasn't like a UFC crowd. Well, half UFC crowd. It still worked out. Yeah. You can get people into people fighting. People like watching violence. They won't admit it. They're like... fighting, what? And then they're like, whoa, this is cool.
Violence. I did see the highlights, so there was a lot of crazy shit happened.
Dude, okay, so first of all, it was a sold-out arena in Jacksonville, Florida. So it was so cool to see this is a good experiment, though, you know? Like, I'm glad I'm not part of it, but I'm interested to see what comes of this, you know, how... And the tickets, though, the funniest thing, the tickets had a disclaimer so that, you know, they don't get sued. And it literally was like, you could get COVID, get sick, and die if you attend this event.
That's great.
Like, that way they had the disclaimer. I mean, smart and crazy that it was still sold out after, like, you know. And I'm, like, praying. I'm like, hopefully these people were vaccinated. Probably not, but.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What I mean? But, yeah, so, but I will say, from a fan's perspective, I just forgot what it was like with like cheering and boos. And I was like, people booed? I forgot what that is like.
What does that sound like? I love that sound.
And like just the crowd being responsive to everything. I mean, I just forgot how much I missed it. It was so awesome. I can't wait for fans to be back in all stadiums, in every sport. Like we got used to it, I think, but it was cool. So I'm glad they did that. Interested to see how the COVID reaction is on that, but it was Jacksonville, Florida. So it is what it is.
It was funny. There was a, not to cut you off, not to change the topic. It was a Rays game. And you know how like, well, I don't know if you know, but the Tampa Bay Rays don't usually have a lot of attendance for their games. And someone tweeted, oh, the Rays are doing a great job of keeping everyone safe and keeping everyone distant from each other. And another person said, no, just no one goes to the game. So this is normal.
This is what it normally looks like. This is the sold out ground. Other big thing in UFC, I don't know if you saw, well, there was a couple great knockouts, but the big thing was the broken leg, break, the tibia fibia.
That was disgusting.
The double break. Oh, man, Chris Weidman. Did you see the video?
Yeah, it was probably the worst video I've ever seen of someone breaking something.
It was like,
it looked like a piece of rubber.
It looked fake. I was like, this is fake. What? Yeah. He just hit his bone against the other guy's bone so hard that his leg broke in half. And I guess you don't have a lot of muscles in that area. So it's actually like if you hit your leg as hard as you can against another hard object, like it's actually easy to break.
Like that?
It's just people don't go around doing that. They don't go around hitting their shins against things. But there's no muscle to protect, no fat.
That's why it hurts so bad. Those guys don't have any fat there. That's why it hurts so bad when you get hit. Yeah, it makes sense.
And that's why they do leg kicks, because that really, it doesn't look like it hurts, but that shit hurts. If you've ever been kicked in the leg just a little, it hurts. So leg imagine sweep. Someone kicking you like as hard as they can.
Yeah.
Against your boot. That was disgusting, but I watched it 100 times. I couldn't stop watching it. And like the zoomed in picture. So yeah, UFC was absolutely amazing this weekend. Three championship fights, great fights. Even the prelim fights were good. So it was fun. It was fun. Nothing happened in the NBA, right now? Nothing crazy?
No, the Sixers are not looking great right now.
Everyone's falling off.
The playoffs should be starting here, I think, in like a month, so we'll see what happens. Sixers are in the second seed. They lost four in a row. Brooklyn's number one. In the West, I think it's the Suns or the Jazz with the number one seed. LeBron's still not back. AD's still not back, but they should be coming back soon for the Lakers. And that's pretty much all you need to know.
Cool. I don't have anything else in the land of sports. Do you?
No, I'm excited for the draft, and hopefully the Eagles make some good picks and don't draft people we've never heard of.
Don't screw this up.
Oh, did you see there's a little Eagles news, though, and I guess Jalen Reagor is taking things pretty hard about everyone saying he sucks. And, like, he changed his bio to bust, like, his bio and on Instagram. He deleted all his posts, and it just says bust now.
Oh, shit. So he's having, like, some psychological problems.
Yeah, so I think this is also a topic we should talk about. Like, they are human still. Like, it wasn't his fault that he got drafted so high. He probably should have been a second-round pick, and, like, he was put in a shitty situation. So I get it. Like, yeah, he didn't play well, and, yeah, he might end up being a bust. He might not end up being that good, but at the end of the day, it's not that important to make someone, you know, hold on, someone's
kill someone's.
Oh, sorry. Jeez. Yeah, sorry. But yeah, it was serious talk. But to kill someone's like mental health. Yeah, it's not worth it. And Philadelphia already has a bad rap, so let's not try to make it even worse. So let's try to be better people. You can be mad, man, and you can boo, but don't attack people personally outside of football and stuff like that. It's weird.
Don't be messaging people on Instagram. Yeah, don't be DMing people on Twitter. Why are you doing? Who are you? I know it's someone like you or me, like some dude just messaging him, like picking him apart. Like, bro, who are you? You're no one. Like, get out of his DMs.
Yeah, and like he's a professional athlete. You probably work at like a 9-to-5 at like a basic ass. You know, like there's no
That's
reason.
That's what I'm saying.
There's no reason, and I guess he was receiving death threats, and like guys, like. If you guys are that serious about, it's too much. It's too much. Like, grow up. Like, he's still a person. Like, he still should be treated with respect.
Man, he's going to need some therapy, most likely.
Yeah, I mean, I hope he's good. This kid? I think he's like 20, he's probably 23 years old.
He's 22.
He's 22 years old.
He's just a kid, guys. He's just a kid.
And most of these people
chill.
Are probably like 35. And like, when they were 22, they were partying every day and getting drunk and working a shitty job, and like, guys, like,
he's already accomplished like way more than any, like, he should be proud of what he's accomplished so far. And I mean, I get it, he's, you know, you don't become a professional athlete by being, you know, sedentary and just like taking shit and all that, so I get it. But yeah, we need to be nicer. Jeez.
And it was his first year. Look at the team last year, the whole team was terrible. Like, you maybe this year he does a lot better. I mean, give him a couple years. I mean, come on, guys.
Yeah, I mean, Philly is like that. It's hard to play in Philly. People say it.
Yeah, it's one, but it gets to an extreme where, you know, it gets too much. Like, boo,
you can
boo.
Be mad. Like, we get mad and we yell and we call them, you know, garbage and trash, but we don't actually say that to them in person.
Yeah.
And we don't harp on it. It's like, okay, they sucked. We're moving on with our lives.
I still got love for the players. Like, you know, Wentz left and he like, I'm not going to badmouth him as a person. Like, I don't agree with what he did, and I think he was a shitty situation, but I'm not going to say, oh, like, I hope Wentz, you know, dies, or, like, it's ridiculous.
Exactly.
Like, I hope exactly. It is what it is.
Yeah. Dang. Yeah, okay, well, let's get out of that and into some science. Oh, you're fading in and out. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. That was weird. Okay, so some science news. Big news in the space world. So a lot of news coming out of Mars. News coming out of Mars today. That's going to be a thing that people say of it.
Yeah, that's going to be cool.
So NASA's Ingenuity, which is the name of their little helicopter, becomes the first propelled vehicle to fly on another world, which is Mars that we're talking about. So that's pretty cool. First propelled vehicle. Usually it's the rovers that they drive.
Yeah.
So they were able to fly a vehicle. I don't think it was for a very long time, but it, you know, was off the ground for a little and then it landed successfully. So baby steps. And Perseverance just made the first breathable oxygen on Mars. So the Perseverance is the name for the Mars rover. So it sucked in the CO2 and extracted the oxygen atoms out. And that gave about 5 grams of oxygen for an astronaut to breathe for about 10 minutes.
Really?
So that's pretty cool. That system could be in place on Mars if we ever decide to go there. I mean, that'll be... I will be surprised if we make it to Mars as a species, because I think we will die out before we are able to colonize fully. Maybe some people will make it there.
Yeah, maybe the rich.
I was actually having this conversation with my guy friends from back home, and we were kind of saying, like, I don't think the rich will be the first to go there. The rich are going to wait until it's
nice. They're going to pay people to go there and, like, colonize and see if it works first.
Because so to colonize, we don't understand. I don't even understand what it means to colonize a place. Like, you know, we're talking about, there's nothing there. We have to build literally everything from scratch, test it, make sure it works. Like, it has to go through tests. It has to travel there.
Yeah.
Which
it's so expensive. Years. It's going to be so expensive.
So, like, to build, it's just, it's going to take a long time. It's going to be a lot of people paying other people to do these things. It's going to be poorer people that are up there first.
Yeah.
Trying to colonize.
It doesn't really seem that appealing because it seems like Mars is just like a barren wasteland. It's like in the desert, pretty much.
Yeah, it'd be like going to the desert. It'd be like if the whole U.S. was a desert. And like, we'd have to do a lot to be able to live there. But I mean, that's part of the human race is taking over other things.
Yeah.
So it's just, it's attractive to us because we want to expand our race. So it's the final frontier. It makes sense. So, like, if we can do it, we should try to do it, especially if we run out of resources and end up killing ourselves.
We probably will run out of resources. So,
maybe we'll make it. I don't know. I sound like I don't have much hope for humanity. Like, we're not going to make it that far.
Yeah, we're screwed.
But we're not heading in the right direction. Let's just say that. Yeah. I mean, I'll be dead long before that. So, whatever. So a lot of space news. The other thing that was talked about this week in science was tarantulas.
Really?
So tarantulas, apparently they did the study, and
tarantulas.
They were around when dinosaurs were around, like, they were around 120 million years ago.
With the cockroaches, right?
I guess. And that makes sense. You know, all the things that were around a long time ago that are still here look fucking creepy and gross.
Yes. Tarantulas are very scary looking, but they can be very friendly.
How do you know they can be friendly?
Because people have them as pets.
Like, they're not friendly. If they let that sucker out, it would bite you and kill you.
No, they hold them in their hand. Like, they just crawl around them. Like, it doesn't do that.
Really?
Yeah, you never seen
them. Do they train them?
I don't know how it works. I've seen
videos. I thought they had tarantulas that they never they just kept them in a box.
I don't know.
Like a tank.
I've seen people hold tarantulas before and, like, as pets. And, like, I know, like, influencers that have tarantulas and they, like, just walk around.
I'm very intrigued by this.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what happens.
You can train them.
Or maybe can you defang them, take the venom out? I don't know. Do they have venom? I don't know anything. We don't know anything.
I don't know what you can do to tarantulas, but I just, ever since I was little, you know, people are like, tarantulas are so deadly. And I know people have them as pets, but I thought those people were like a little psycho and had them in just like tanks, you know, that, like
that, yeah, tanks. Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure you can do that, but I don't know.
But yeah, anyway, so they've survived the test of time. They're going to be here when we're gone. Roaches are going to be here when we're gone. It's going to be like tarantulas and roaches just running amok.
And rats, probably. Like New York City rats.
Maybe New York City rats, because they've been exposed to a lot of things. But
yeah, because the Earth isn't going to die. Like, the Earth is just going to naturally kill us off. And then they're going to be like, all right, we're back with some new people.
Yeah, like once everything gets set on fire and we all flood ourselves from global warming, it'll be whatever can survive that. So, like, marine... Like, fish and shit will be fine. Well, unless it gets too warm. Most fish will be fine.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah. And whatever animals can withstand extreme heat, I guess.
So,
like, fish.
Can fish, like, I wonder how much, like, heat they can withstand. I don't know, like, the max.
I don't know. I don't know how warm the water will get with global warming. I don't know those facts, but I mean, it'll be interesting.
We'll see what happens. Well, we won't.
I mean, spiders and cockroaches can just hide, you know, in the depths of whatever, the grounds and things, and like
grounds and holes things.
And I don't know why I say and things. In my head, it's funny, but you know, in little crevices in the walls. Yeah. They'd just be hiding for years.
Like, mosquitoes would probably be around, too. Mosquitoes. Like, little insects like that or little bugs like that will probably be around.
Yeah. Like, they don't have much advantage right now, but their time is coming.
Yes.
Okay. And then there was a story that came out. So, this website that I look up for, like, science news, they've every so often been putting out older stories. Like, I've mentioned a couple older stories before that's kind of like history, which has been cool.
Yeah.
So there was actually the story that came out about a guy who stuck his head inside a particle accelerator. And this guy's name was Anatoly Bergorsky. I think I'm saying that right.
That's right.
So if you don't know, a particle accelerator is a machine that uses electromagnetic fields to propel charged particles at very high speeds and energies, and it's extremely focused. It's not like just spread out. It's like a beam, literally, of like protons. And so I guess this happened. I have to pull this up because it was a lot of information. Okay, so it happened in 1978, and it's a 36-year-old Russian guy, and the machine broke. So he thought it stopped working, so he stuck his head in there to, like, see. Also, in science, you're taught, like, don't do that. Like, if something just stops working, you shouldn't put your head in the way of whatever you were just using. Or put your hand in something. Like,
anything, you know, in life.
Yeah, a lot of things. Like, don't check something until you have shut all the power off and all that stuff. And so he didn't shut the power off. He just sticks his head in there. And, I guess this intense beam of proton shoots through his head. So that's like getting radiation poisoning at like the highest level, higher than like Chernobyl, like where explosions have happened and radiation has leaked out into the earth and everything. And like those people died of cancer and everything. Mm-hmm. This is like a directed beam of that to your head. This guy survived.
How?
So because he survived because it went through a specific part of his head, so it killed off a couple brain cells or whatever, you know, like some tissue died and some nerve cells died.
Yeah.
But because it was so focused and didn't scatter throughout his whole body, the reason those other people have died in like Chernobyl and those other accidents from radiation is because it spreads through their organs. They had organ failure.
Yeah.
This guy just had like a direct shot, like getting shot in the head, basically, and he survived because the rest of his organs were fine.
Yeah.
So that's crazy.
And when did this happen?
He felt no pain. He said he saw a flash. Oops, sorry. I'm back. He saw a flash brighter than 1,000 suns.
I wish like the story ended like he turned into something. Like he turned into like a superhero.
Yeah.
Something.
No. Yeah. Right. No superpowers. Even from this. This was in 1978. I don't know. I never heard of this story.
Is he still alive today?
I think so. So he had face paralysis. He lost his hearing because these are all brain things. And he had seizures.
So he lost his hearing forever?
On his left ear, just his left ear. That's where he got hit.
And then face paralysis, he can't like control his face muscles?
Yeah, all the left side was basically, you know, like kind of, you know, it was probably like that kind of, like he had a stroke. It was the same thing. And then seizures, but his intelligence was sharp as ever, they said.
Interesting. That's a cool story.
The brain is cool, man. The brain is cool. It will compensate when there's injury. It's pretty cool. So, yeah. So I'll leave with one last did you know fact. Did you know the Eiffel Tower can be 15 centimeters taller during the summer?
Really? That's interesting.
Do you know why?
Yes, but you can explain.
So if you don't know how that is possible, it's because when a substance is heated, its particles move and expand. And so this is why bridges have expansion joints, because they expand with heat sometimes, too. Same thing for the Eiffel Tower. So it grows during the summer.
It's like a plant.
It's weird to think about. To think about metal expanding, but it's true.
In the same field as like how they build skyscrapers and they build them to bend with the wind. It's mm-hmm. weird to think about metal bending without like breaking.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Dude, have you like these ices? It's a little off topic, but.
Yeah, they're pretty good. Why? Have you just discovered them?
No, I mean, I discovered them a while ago. Then I forgot about them. And I've rediscovered them within the past few months. These things are so addicting. I want to be sponsored by ice.
Sparkling ice.
Water. Peach nectarine. I mean, I get one of these like every day now. I'm obsessed with them. I hope they have all good things.
They're only $1, right?
Yeah, they're always on sale for $1. They said no sugar. It tastes like there's tons of sugar in this thing. And it's hydrating. And I'm like, I'm curious. What's in this?
Your love of alcoholic seltzers is now going to water. But no, sparkling water is becoming really popular.
I just don't understand how they get it to taste good when there's no sugar sweetening in this.
Have you tried the Trader Joe's sparkling waters? Very good.
No.
You guys have Trader Joe's out there, right?
Yeah, yeah. Not near me. I gotta go like 70th Street, but I mean, we have it in the city.
Yeah.
But I just get bored of drinking regular water.
Makes sense. Yeah, I mean, and also, like, sometimes, and I'm not saying that ices are really good for hydration, but sometimes just drinking water doesn't get you fully hydrated, so you got to drink like a little bit of Gatorade, get some electrolytes, because you can drink water all day and still not feel or become completely hydrated.
Yeah. No? Yes. Okay, well, that's all I have for science.
Okay, did you watch the Oscars last night?
I did not watch the Oscars because it was all virtual, and I didn't see any movies this year.
Yeah, it was kind of like just the thrown together Oscars. I didn't watch it, but I heard it was not very good.
So, yeah, I mean, usually we have a big party. My friend in Connecticut has a big party. We go up there, but obviously with COVID and not everyone being vaccinated yet, we did not have that. And I did not watch. And the main reason I like the Oscars, but usually I've seen at least half the movies. But this time I had not seen anything because stuff is streaming. Some stuff you have to pay for. I hadn't seen everything yet. And I don't know. It's like weird watching movies that come out on streaming. Like you don't watch them right away. You're like, oh, you know, it's there.
I can watch this later. Yeah.
I'll watch it later. Mm-hmm. Unlike when it comes to the movies, you're like, oh, gotta go see it. It's going to be gone in a couple weeks type of thing.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see when and if movie theaters come back.
Well, you guys don't have movie theaters open?
I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure. I think our movie theaters are open you have to book a appointment type of thing. You can't just go in. You have to book an appointment to watch a movie.
I don't think New York... Are our movie theaters open?
I'm pretty sure ours are, but I don't know how many... Like, what's even out right now?
That's the other thing. Oh. Maybe they are open? Okay, maybe they are open. I don't know. I think it's the same type of thing. You have to make an appointment, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, they are. Wow. Okay, there's a lot of weird movies on here.
There's no good movies on here. There's no good movies.
There's like three movies.
Yeah.
Okay, no, we're not having that. But yeah, so the Oscars were kind of a dud. The Nomadland won Best Picture. Best Director is the first woman of color to win Best Director, so that was cool.
Yeah.
The Oscars were a little more inclusive this year, and I think they had Best Makeup and Hair, also first woman of color to win that award. And I didn't even list, I really didn't list anything else. I just had the one that won Best Picture.
Yeah.
I didn't really hear anything crazy out of the Oscars news, except for the last award for Best Actor. Apparently, it was like super quick because the guy that won just wasn't there.
Yeah, he wasn't there. And then like everyone thought it was going to go to Chadwick Boseman. And he didn't get it, and then I guess like he wasn't there, and it just ended like abruptly.
That's weird.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know anything about like what happened, but I don't know if people were mad that Chadwick didn't win, or it was I think so, and I mean he probably should have won, but I don't know. I don't know if people are mad about it. I haven't really looked too much into it.
Yeah, I just saw people were mad. I'm like, people are always mad at the Oscars for something or award shows for something.
Yeah, but he should have known, like, I mean, they have an idea if they're going to win, so he should have been there. Also, was anybody there? Like, was anybody else there? Or was it just virtual?
I think it was virtual, and people were probably, like, at their homes.
So why wasn't he available to talk about?
I don't know. He wasn't available. All
right, this show's ending.
Yeah, I'm not available at 10 p.m. on a Sunday night. What are you doing?
I'm about to win the biggest award of my life.
Well, it's Anthony Hopkins. I think he's won before. I'm sure he has, right?
We don't have any facts. Famous. No facts.
Eh, whatever.
not important, really.
Best Actor 2021. We can move into, Anthony Hopkins for The Father. Best Actor in a Leading Role. I don't know.
Who knows? We can move into
Chadwick Boseman robbed.
He got robbed.
Okay, yeah, let's move to music. I don't have anything because I'm...
Also, wait, how can you not give it to Chadwick Boseman, though? Like he was battling cancer through all those roles, and he was an amazing actor. Like, that's ridiculous, actually. I just, I didn't think about that part. I knew he passed away, but I forgot he was battling cancer while doing, like, five movies, and he did an amazing job in all movies. So, that's ridiculous. Rest in peace.
Yeah, it's weird. The whole ending was weird. Like, I don't get it. Anyway. New Music Friday.
I don't think too much came out again. It was kind of slow week.
It was super slow. I don't really have
I don't know why I was bobbing my head for New Music Friday. Yeah. I didn't listen to music. Yeah. I know Corday, previously known as YBN Corday, put out like a 3-pack. Chris Brown and her.
I saw that.
Little Yachty put out a mixtape. And that's about all I'm seeing for bigger artists.
Yeah, I honestly, I went through the list and I didn't really find anything I was super excited about, sadly.
Yeah, I mean, it's been pretty slow to start the year, honestly, it's been pretty slow. But I'm thinking it's got to start heating up soon. It has to.
I know, right? It's been weird. I mean, yeah, I'm looking now. The Weeknd and Ariana Grande had, it was a remix, you know what I mean? It's just like, okay, we've heard this song before. I didn't have anything. I do like Churches. They came out with, it's like Churches with a V.
Yeah.
I usually like their stuff. That was a good song. I don't have anything else.
All right. Well, not a lot of new music. If you do have music and you want to send it in to us for us to review, that is a new release, please DM us at KiddingMePod. Or, yeah, I think that's the only way you can contact us. Here's my number.
We don't have an email. We don't have an email.
We do have an email. We do have an email. KiddingMePod@gmail.com.
Oh.
How do you think we have a Google Drive? No, but I don't think people email us.
You don't know. We could have emails.
100 new emails.
We should check our email, because what if fans are writing in?
I do once in a while, but we don't really have much email coming in. So if you want to email us, just to talk.
Email us your thoughts if you want us to talk about something, or DM us these things.
Yeah, DM's better. Just go on Instagram and DM us.
Slide into the DMs.
Yes. Well, I think that's all we got. Unfortunately, there's not a lot of new music to talk about. My song did come out. If you listen to it, Got Away on all streaming platforms. Link will not be in this bio, but it will be in my bio, which is Dougie Oak. It's a great song, so go check that out. That's all we got for you. It's been real. It's been fun. It has not been real fun. Peace.
Peace.